A record number of travelers are expected to fly on U.S. airlines this summer. A new analysis from the industry trade group Airlines for America predicts there will be around 222 million passengers on airlines in the U.S. from June through August, a 4.5% increase over last year. Of course, welcome news to airlines, but what does it mean for passengers? Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now. Jill, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And what is behind this increase?
Probably the improving economy, a little more stability in household finances, more jobs, little small wage increases. All of this expected to make summer travel season a pretty good one, as you said, especially for the airline industry.
And where are people going?
Well, you know, in the U.S., the busiest airports are the big three in New York, JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark. I'm sorry for all of you who have to fly there because I've flown in and out of them many times, and it's god-awful. Los Angeles, LAX, Denver, Las Vegas, and who can forget Orlando, home of course, Disney World. By the way, more than 200 million passengers flying, 31 million are traveling internationally, an all-time record. I think a stronger dollar has helped that. Not so much with Canada and Mexico, but UK, Germany, and Japan. Those are some big areas that people are going to be visiting this summer.
But the thing is, whether you're flying domestically or internationally, it doesn't seem like the prices are coming down at all. Is it going to be more expensive this summer, less expensive, about the same?
Probably flat from last summer. But, you know, here's this wild thing about airline prices, right? The prices went down steadily for about 30 years, literally starting in the late 70s,
yeah.
But then started rising since the end of the recession. Biggest drop that you will find are flights out of Chicago. Fares are 6% cheaper than last year. Philly, 3% more. I still have to say that, you know, it's expensive to fly. The airlines are very good at using something called dynamic pricing models. They just know how to price us better, and they're getting smarter about it.
It seems like they're also getting smarter about just cramming more and more and more seats onto the planes so that they can fit more people in there.
I would like to say that, you know, all of us have our favorite travel peccadilloes. I, being almost 6 feet tall, that's my big one, which is just the size of the seats are ridiculous. And but you know what? Airlines are saying they respond. People like cheaper fares. They cram these seats in. They can drop the fares by a few bucks, and that's pretty good for them. And I guess for altitude or you know, challenged people or something like that.
Save that exit row seat for Jill.
Exactly.
What about oil prices, though? They have been pretty low. Do the airlines risk adding capacity? A lot of them are adding these new flights to get ready for this big summer of air travel. If they add all that capacity and then oil prices go up, do they find themselves in a problem?
You know, I think that airlines have gotten very good at managing their risk by using the futures markets, right? So they can hedge their bets pretty easily by using those markets, both up and down. And, you know, I think that for now, most of the people that I'm speaking to, and I'm sure these big airline people have plenty of folks who are looking at these futures markets who really believe that oil is going to be settling down in a range, at least crude oil, 60 to 70 bucks, short of anything weird happening and unexpected. I think if you have a huge spike that's unanticipated, it could be problematic. But you know what? They've pretty much got their numbers, don't they?
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. And you can find Jill in the seat with extra legroom on flights this summer. Jill, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.